Call for the Dead by John le Carré. Dramatised for radio by Robert Forrest. With Simon Russell Beale as George Smiley.
Mr. George Smiley, scholar, gentleman, spy.
He was recruited in 1928 in the lamentably casual way they did these things back then.
It was his tutor at Oxford.
An unimpressive college.
Who said to George one day, give these people a try, Smiley.
They might have you.
And they pay badly enough to guarantee you decent company. He said later that his appearance before the interviewing board of an organisation he'd never heard of...
The Overseas Committee for Academic Research, they called themselves.
...was like a fan dance, each of the six members slowly revealing different parts of this mysterious entity. When the last veil was removed, George blinked and blushed and understood.
He'd imagined, so he said, fellowships and a life devoted to the literary obscurities of 17th century Germany.
And here he was, being offered a job in the British Secret Service. No one mentioned pay.
Soon came training, anonymous country houses, anonymous instructors. Then a first quite pleasant operational posting in Germany, simply seeking out prospective recruits and sending their names to London. He did no actual recruiting himself.
When the war began...
For you, dear George, all simplicity, all pleasantness disappeared. The fear began.
Before, his cover had been as a lecturer at a provincial German university.
Now it was as the representative of a Swiss firm of small arms manufacturers travelling between Sweden, Switzerland and Germany.
Mostly Germany. Your beloved, corrupted Germany.
And now he did recruit agents, activate and run them. You'd never get.